Hey guys, welcome to another episode of GR Podcast. I am the Papa, here with the Zach Hammer.
Wabam.
And Sweet Matty Treats.
Papa Booey, Papa Booey.
Yeah.
Papa Booey.
No, oh my god.
You had glitter on your face. What'd you do before you came here?
I came from a Kesha concert.
What happened?
It got Kesha concert? I had a Kesha concert.
Yeah. She was blowing t-shirts at you?
Yeah, you know. She got her glitoris all over me.
Oh, I did not know that KFC served a soda in a bucket.
5 gallon bucket.
5 gallon bucket.
Yeah, so
they serve chicken, but they also serve
at least three quarters of a gallon.
Just so you guys know.
How many ounces? Let me see this.
Well, I don't know.
Bucket size ounce.
Does it say how many ounces?
I don't know.
Everyone up there.
No, there's no lid for it. It's just that
everyone out there.
They have an open face and it has a pale lid and everything.
In podcast land has no clue what we're talking about. So, anyways.
It's as big as my head.
I have to drive to get here. I live 2 hours away. So, I stop at KFC.
I'm going to spill it on your bed.
So, KFC is on the way, so I stopped there to get a soda, because it's a long drive, and it's late
at
night.
It's not
so.
A soda. That's
four. I asked for a large, and they're like, well, we don't have a large. We'll upgrade you to our mega size.
Mega.
I go, fuck yeah, I'll do the mega size.
It doesn't even fit in your
It's literally... No, it doesn't fit in the cup holder.
It doesn't
it's
even literally fit in the passenger seat.
It's like 2 liters of soda.
Yeah, that's a lot of soda, bro.
The woman brought it over. I'm like, I thought it was gravy.
My
it's like, what the fuck?
My Camelback that I use for hiking holds that much water.
Seriously, I drove for 2 hours and I showed them how much I still have like a full 3 sodas.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
What kind of soda is it?
That's just Diet Pepsi.
Dr. Pecker.
I wonder if they actually emptied the whole machine on that. Like the CO2 machine. Like, yep, we can't do any more megas today.
This is like the size of the thing underneath the grill that catches all the grease.
Yeah,
it really is.
They were like, hey, let's see if this jackass will take it.
I literally can put both of my hands in there.
Both your hands. Can you put my hand in there too?
It's like punching a bowl of mayonnaise.
That's disgusting.
No, seriously,
anyway,
though. Thing is huge. Huh.
So what has everyone been playing?
I've been playing fucking awesome too.
Still,
yeah.
I've been playing that off and on. I mean,
yeah.
I got
that's Borderlands too for anyone that hasn't listened to. Or maybe we shouldn't tell them. We'll just say, yeah, go listen to our last 2 podcasts.
Yeah, I bought it, and I loved it, and
awesome
I finally beat it. I thought it had a good ending.
I liked
it. Opened it up to Borderlands 3.
Borderlands 3.
Yeah, they give you a giant soda at the end. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So you beat it then, too?
Yeah.
I'm kind of perturbed. I mean, I wasn't perturbed. I'm kind of excited about the DLC, the pirate-based DLC.
Why would you be perturbed about it?
Because it just, like, it's so soon that they announced it.
So soon?
No,
I already beat it. I'm almost
through
plus.
Game came out. My thing is, like, in terms of release, like, the game came out in August.
You gotta strike with the iron towel. You gotta announce it while people are talking about it. Because if you think about it, all the big releases are starting to come out. It's gonna be, like, every week now.
Yeah.
There's gonna be, like, a
I
pretty
guess
big
that's
game.
That's true.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
But I've seen the, you've seen what the pirate ships look like? They look like the ships in Return of the Jedi.
Really?
The little, like, whatever, you know, in Jabba's Palace, those little, like, little ones
little
with the canopy.
Skiffs.
Yeah, they look like sand skiffs because you're in a freaking, it's like Tatooine. Mm-hmm. They said there's sandworms, there's pirates, it's in a totally different place of Pandora that you don't go.
I like it.
It does sound cool.
Yeah.
So,
have you played the Necromancer class yet?
I haven't got a chance to try it yet.
I just started
the New Game Plus with Gunzerker, and oh my god.
Gunzerker!
They say you harder enemies, they're not fucking kidding.
Yeah, no,
the
really
first couple
harder.
Enemies, like that you when you do missions for Hammerlock, whatever his name is, fucking like kill me.
Yeah.
I'm like this. I have crazy guns, but this should not be happening.
Well, your guns will they'll go along with the levels.
Yeah.
Your guns will go up accordingly, and you won't be able to one shot guys anymore. I found that during the first game,
which is a lot of fun.
You get the super powerful weapon just by luck, and you just run around one shotting everybody. That doesn't happen anymore. You actually got to do some battles now.
I played that off and on, but I unfortunately, no disrespect to Johnny Wayne, who's been tweeting back and forth among other people.
Oh, Johnny Wayne.
But I've also been playing the game that I like to call fucking Awful 6, which is
Resident
Evil. I thought it was Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Shicks. Sherlock Holmes 6, Shicks.
Well, I saw some of your tweets that you were like, all right, I'll give it another try, and then you did, and... Then you got back on and you were like, I don't know why I gave it another try, but I'm going to do it again.
It's kind of like when you go...
I did it again, and now I wish I hadn't done it
three
times.
The only other time I've seen cheeks like that is when we go to Ponderosa. Because like the first time we go, he's like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. And then he's like, oh, I feel awful. And then a week later, we'll go again. And he's like, oh, this is even worse. This is all.
Those Salisbury meatballs.
Yeah, they've been sitting out for a couple of days.
That's great. That's so not that, even gravy.
That is the Papa Cheeks review of Resident Evil 6. Yeah. It's like Ponderosa.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
But then when you get in there, you're like, this is such a bad idea.
I don't know why
idea.
We did this again.
There's nothing good about
why
it.
Why am I tipping the waitress? She didn't
it's
do
not,
anything.
Like, none of my main entrees that I order are any good. Like,
yeah.
It looks good on paper.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like having an orgy with a bunch of fat chicks.
Oh. There's no, because that's just. What?
Why would?
Because it sounds like, hey, I had an orgy, but it was with a bunch of fat chicks.
Wow, you're alone. There's just crickets. You're alone on that.
I tried.
I think we just lost pretty much all our credibility.
You know what? The fat chicks would love this giant
soda. We had
soda.
Credibility? I didn't even know we had credibility. Where did we get that?
I don't know.
Best Buy?
Was it on sale? Probably.
Yeah.
You got an employee discount.
Yeah, Resident Evil 6.
Junk.
Yeah, like
so. Tell me why it's junk.
Why is it junk, Papa?
It's a hard explanation. Like
they
agree.
Ship so many copies of this.
Because of the name. It's just the same thing. Why Raccoon City, Operation Raccoon City, sold at least 2 million copies, and that game's a no offense.
Operation Raccoon City.
Yeah, it's a turd. It sounds like a great idea, but just not implemented well. Just not made well. Too many different developers from different hemispheres of the world working on it, like Eastern and West. Parts of Capcom, like Six Axes, the guys that worked
Didn't each people take, because they do the four different chapters and the four different stories. Wasn't there like one person did one chapter, next person did the other
Leon
one?
Leon and Helena, they do mainly the stuff that's very, I would say the most enjoyable, I thought, wanted to say, because...
So on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 1.4?
No.
Would you give it a 6?
It's definitely got its moments that are, like, somewhat enjoyable. Like, when I was playing at the Leon Kennedy one, I was like, okay, kind of familiar. Like, it felt like 4 a little bit. No, there's nowhere near as tension because it's very action-oriented. There's freaking melee combo attacks.
Well, they said they made the game not for the horror genre, but for the mass
public. That, to me, is a very sad and disservice to the series.
Agreed.
And I think, like, if you're going to do it then, if you're going to make it a full-fledged action game...
Then make it a full-fledged action game
and do it accordingly. Like, right.
don't
make me
sell us as this is a horror genre.
And, you know, I bring
not
it up.
A damn scary thing in it.
Yeah, I bring it up a lot. But Brad Shoemaker from Giant Bomb, he did have the same experience as I did, and you do. You play. There's a boss in the game that you fight twice in a row, and it's a long ass battle. You never even kill him. You fight him like 2-3 times. Same guy.
Why?
It's just awful. There's like no build up. There's no build up of like any of these mini bosses. They just kind of show up. You know what I mean? Like in Resident Evil 2, it was a build up that Dr. Guy injects himself with the C virus or the G virus, whatever, and fucking mutates.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, dude, the game's 14 years.
Spoiler alert.
For 20 years ago, yeah.
14 years ago. Guys, Mario saves the Princess Peach.
God
spoiler
damn it.
Alert.
Yeah. You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
But
first.
I think that's the problem with the Resident Evil series is that it started off as this survival horror genre. It defined it and made it what it was. Now it's completely
At the time, we didn't expect like a great story. You know what I mean? It was really kind of campy. It was campy. It was, you know. What?
Yeah. Campy.
I don't remember that. Yeah. You were.
No, what is going on? What are you
Hello?
Guys doing over there?
I was motioning to him like this.
For some reason, you can't see this, but the hammer's doing like this, just keeps doing this jerk off motion.
I like that.
Yeah, it's very loud. I don't know. Anyway, So, Resident Evil 6, it's got too many like ideas and not enough execution on those ideas.
Could you say it sucks a giraffe's dick?
Don't beat it with a dead stick, man.
Papadamas.
Why? It's on the cover. Them sucking a giraffe's dick. The game itself.
Well, whatever. I just accepted it. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it looks
the
like
six,
a giraffe.
You haven't seen? Have you seen that? No. The six looks like a giraffe getting the dick sucked.
Really?
I swear to God. By the people that buy it.
I'm gonna look that up. Continue talking.
Yeah.
See a giraffe get sucked.
The different campaigns, like when I somewhat enjoyed Leon Kennedy's, but there was no like there was no resolution of story. It was like, all right, I'm playing essentially one chapter, yet the credits roll. It's like, would you like to play New Game Plus with Chris Redfield? I'm like, okay. And you're getting bits and parts of the story, and you have to get the full, complete story. Why are you breaking it up in little sections? And it's like, oh, because it's a global virus. It goes across the whole world, and I just, it's just dumb.
He just showed me a picture.
Like it is, it was devoid. It felt like it was just a cache, and like it was devoid of any meaning. You know, and there are times where the game looks really good graphically. You're like, oh man, that's some nice looking lighting. That's a really nice looking character model. And then there's times mm-hmm. where the game just looks awful. You're like, this is.
Wow, now you played it on PS3?
Yeah, and which usually is Capcom's main platform for the most part. And I just can't get over how just utterly confused Capcom is as a company right now. Like, the only thing that I see them doing right is their fighting games, and I think that right now is on a downhill slope.
I don't think that can carry them for forever.
Yeah, I think like, you know, that's why they're redoing their... I just heard that Darkstalkers is getting re-released HD version going to be on PSN, Xbox Live. It's going to have, like, online capability. Why are you wearing a Christmas tree?
You look like a hobo. Yeah.
I was in the lake today. I was in the lake.
Don't hit my bucket.
By the way, that's
soda.
Russo coming in.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Russo
Chris
returns.
Chris is here. The Crusho.
Hold out tonight, little children.
She looks like she's been singing Christmas carols.
How was Sinister?
I don't want to sleep alone tonight, so you're all very lucky tonight.
I heard it's scary.
It's like an orgy, but with fat guys.
this is what I look for in a woman. Scared.
Yeah, we went and saw, me and Zach came here a week or so ago, saw Looper.
Looper.
So
it was good.
I recommend Sinister for everybody.
It's the same guys that did.
Maybe not everybody.
Maybe not
kids.
Children.
Yeah, children.
That's probably a good idea.
If you have heart
it's
problems,
the same guys that did
that.
Insidious, and that was a great movie.
I loved Insidious.
Wasn't
that was.
Of that, but
I loved it because
it
reminded me of like a poltergeist, like a new age.
More like Insidious.
No, that's awful.
Shitty. Why do you gotta? Why do you gotta ruin everything like that?
No, you guys go see Maddie. Pooper.
I know, yeah. It's where time goes travels.
Will you get that glitter off your face? About,
I went to a concert.
There's like seven pieces of glitter that I can see from here. You look like somebody from Twilight right now. It's ridiculous.
Why, thank you.
No, it's not a compliment.
I'm assuming you just got back from Vegas then.
Like 2 weeks ago. Take a shower, man.
It's hard. You don't understand.
Use a loofah, sir.
You smell like baby powder and there's glitter all over you at all times.
Who smells like you? Okay. So.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead, Cheeks. I'm sure you were talking about something very important.
Better than glitter.
Cheeks just hates Resident Evil. We've decided.
Why did you play it so
Resident
much
Resident Stupid.
I try to give it a fair shake, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's great.
Like,
somebody out there that will do that.
Yeah, like, you know, especially with Resident Evil 5 kind of turned me off. Like, it had its moments, like, there, you know, I actually liked some of the setting changes in 5. I liked the when you like go into the water in the marshlands and there's fucking crocodiles, their heads just pop up and you're like, oh fuck my life. And,
that's what
you know,
I'd say.
Yeah, but there was no tension in the game. I knew what was coming.
You knew there was gonna be crocodiles?
Well, no, you like, you know, when you see that, you're like, all right, crocodiles. And like, so the minute you go in the water, and the minute you even go in the water, you're like, all right, something's gonna pop out in the water because the whole level is based in that.
Right.
And there was no surprises in that game. And, you know, at least with that, the campaign was kind of coherent.
You know,
I feel like Resident Evil will never be what it once was.
It'll never be Dead Space.
Yeah. And that, and honestly, I don't know, after what I've seen from the co-op with Dead Space, I don't think Dead Space is going to be Dead Space.
Well, maybe it will, because you'll be scared with a friend.
Well, yeah, I will admit, there was some new stuff that just got released on that, a new 17-minute gameplay of just you as Isaac, and it looks creepy. Mm-hmm. So, makes me want to play it. So, I mean, like I said, I'll give that game its fair shake.
Right, and I think that's very respectable of you, too. I mean, you don't just play a game and then go, oh, that was awful.
Well, that's just not how you should do it. I mean, if you're going to be...
Right, right.
I'm not a professional reviewer.
I played
but
Final Fantasy 13. I bought it, and I played it, and I
put my time into it.
you don't like it, you shouldn't play it. That's my theory.
It was
like,
pretty and it sucked.
But you should give it its fair shake because mix like, it up, because you may not like it for maybe the changes they make.
Right.
But maybe you could.
So
at least,
I'm thinking,
like,
okay, well, and yeah. I put a ton of hours in that game too. Because if I play a game, I'm going
you know
to try to beat it.
Nelly had the same thing. I played that when it first came out and he got
it's awful.
It later. And it's like, the game is still in tutorial mode, like by within 20.
Right.
You're still, you put 20 hours, it's still doing tutorial
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's just,
and it's just, yeah. And, you know, it's funny that Square Enix has done bad on the Final Fantasy front, but they're doing great on everything else that's under them mm-hmm. as a publisher, like Batman Arkham
it's
City,
great.
Sleeping Dogs.
Great.
I think freaking Tomb Raider's going to be great.
Looks,
Hitman's
going to
great. Hitman looks freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of great shit coming out being published by them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with no Final Fantasy for right now. Just give me whatever you're giving me. Give it to me. You guys mm-hmm. are making great shit that's full of just, you know, great content mm-hmm. and really well thought out game mechanics. And that's what I want. I want to feel like I either...
You want to be immersed.
I want to be immersed. Like, and, yep. you know, and Resident Evil does not immerse me. It's just like, all right, go here.
Well, that's kind of what I found with Final Fantasy 13, too, is it split it up into strange groupings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you're describing with Resident Evil. It's like it would have like a chapter almost that was this part of a story. And it just never really came together.
Yeah, I think Resident Evil is just, they're trying to take it into another genre, but at least with the guys that make Dead Space, they're making gradual progressions
right.
with it.
Well, I mean, I don't think they did anything wrong with the first one.
With
they
what?
Didn't do anything wrong with
Dead
the
Space?
Second one. Yeah, I mean,
no, they didn't. They had everything. So that's the thing. They designed it around like. See, there's so much. A lot of times,
the
developers.
Lighting. You can't have. I've seen some screenshots. I've seen like 10 screenshots of Resident Evil 6. Okay, all of them are outdoors in the daytime.
For
nothing
five?
Scary. In six.
No,
nothing.
In six. Well, that must be the other people because Leon's are all dark.
Maybe.
No,
well,
all,
I was just saying that nothing
all,
scary happens.
They're all dark,
but
they're
in the daytime.
But you know, there's enough light and there's enough like you see all the level and there's no surprise. Like they don't. There's not even any jump scares. Like, I did not
right.
once jump in that, and that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least with four. See me four. You know, people are gonna like hate on me, but. Four was the best blend of both. Four was had tension because you
and
created
some...
well, you created your own tension
right.
for the simple reason when you started off in that little village, they purposely designed it like they did in Dead Space with the sound effects. Like mm-hmm. all you heard was like crows crowing and your footsteps. That was
mm-hmm.
it until you got into the town. Then shit hit the fan. Then you hear like some dude with a chainsaw. You look out the window and you're inside. Like, oh shit, there's a whole fucking bunch of people. You know, what do? I have like a handgun with like maybe a clip. What mm-hmm. do? So you push the bookcase to cover the door. You notice that there's boxes around that you could like, you know, slash with your knife to get ammo. Like, I'll run upstairs real quick because, oh my God, I think there's like ladders upstairs. You kick the ladders over. You jump out. You get outside on top of the roof. You're like, all right. And then maybe you found a grenade, throw a grenade. Okay, that's my window. I can jump down, run over the next building. Like, you felt the tension because you're like, I'm gonna die. What do
right.
I fucking
there was
do?
Like a time constraint.
Right. And he's like, hey, I guess I gotta survive. And five did that, but at the same time, they just like gave you like all this shit and they like laid everything out. There was no build up. It was like you went in this hot zone, you knew immediately there was gonna be like all these people from this
right.
village. You know what
and
I mean?
And that is what Dead Space did. It limited your ammunition.
Not just limited the ammunition, it limited your contact with the enemies.
Right.
So you built your own tension. You
yeah.
would,
You'd
your
like,
whole
oh,
mind.
I don't
would,
see anything. And,
but you hear it, and your yeah. mind would play, oh, there's a guy around this corner. I'm going to get my gun ready. And then
yeah.
you go, there's, oh, it's nothing.
There's
fucking there's
nothing.
Me.
But then the guy comes at you from above.
And, above or whatever. Yeah. Like they mess with you on purpose because they know that how the human mind.
And you know, and that's got to be really hard to do.
I think it's because they looked at great horror movies.
Right.
Japanese,
I mean,
developers.
But that's still hard to do. Like in a game.
I'm not saying it's not. It's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard.
Hard to do right. I
but
should
it's
say.
It's hard. It is honestly. I don't think it's hard to do right. I think like you have to. At the time that Resident Evil first came out, I think you know we didn't have a lot of zombie movies like in terms of remakes. It was in the 90s. It wasn't until like Dawn of the Dead, the remake came out, that we had like you know zombie overload, and then you know. We have Walking Dead now, and we have Walking Dead, the video game series, and we have Dead Space, and we've got all these other games and movies and media, they have it out there. So now it's more mainstream.
Right, yeah.
Than it was in
horror used to be really campy.
Campy, right. Yeah. And that's where Resident Evil... Right.
Screaming.
And that's where Resident Evil went to. And 4 had some of that camp in there.
Right.
But had attention there, too.
But yeah, it also made it spooky.
Right. And I think, like, they didn't... Instead of like, reiterating it, like, they're like, oh, we're going to keep the characters. Why don't you just fucking start over from scratch? I would have been fine with them rebooting Resident Evil, kind of like what they're doing with Tomb Raider. Mm. And it's like, all right, realistic, fucking awesome sound design, no camp and cheese.
Papadamas.
Like
it happened, Resident Evil 7.
Well, it's not going to happen because Capcom, like, they're fucking...
They're stupid to ship so many
Well,
copies.
If they're going to, I mean... What was it, 4.5 copies? If you're going to reboot it, you won't call it 7. You'll just start calling it The Resident Evil.
Just call it Resident Evil. Just call it Resident Evil.
That's and all. You know what? You're going to have a good opportunity with the new systems coming out, so... To do that.
Hopefully.
Like the Wii U.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? They probably make so much money.
We won't go
this.
There yet. That's for another podcast, so... But,
I just hate Nintendo.
I don't hate Nintendo.
I do.
I've been doing a lot of research on it. There's some good points to the system that kind of get me excited.
I
want to
be immersed in a game.
Just
I
so you guys know, I just
want to
throw this out there. First week sales, Resident Evil 6 sold 1.4 million on the PS3 and about a million copies on the Xbox 360 in the first week.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's the name.
I know.
You know?
Right, why don't people look at things before they buy it?
Because they're fans, like, especially if it's Resident Evil, they're fans. Like, oh, like they'll find it when you're a fan, you'll find a way to like it regardless. Me, being someone that owns...
I like the Silent Hill
all
series.
The games, you know, and that's another series that went down the shitter, mm-hmm. was Silent
Hill.
Yeah,
the last one I played, I...
Did you see the guy that
Downpour,
played
right? Downpour?
And beat Homecoming?
Oh, that's an old one. Downpour is the latest one. I heard that one's pretty
awful. I played Homecoming, and I played like 5 minutes into the game, and these like... little bug things.
You'd be surprised how many people have not played Dead Space.
Awful.
That have played Resident Evil.
I've never played Dead Space. I played Dead Space 2.
It's funny because I always thought like if you were into that kind of game, why wouldn't you play?
Right.
Like there, I remember I met a couple
there's
people.
There's so many. Well, there's remember, not a lot of options for survival horror like at all.
Not
really.
Anymore because it is because it's kind of harder to
no,
do.
No, don't.
What?
I'm getting this freaking.
Don't touch my face.
He's getting glitter on.
Stop touching my face! Come on! What is. Ow!
Because it's sparkling. Oh. You're sparkling in front of him.
You don't stop, I'm not going to use my
Be finger. Gentle. What are you doing? It's so weird. Go sit down. Sit down.
You?
Sit
that's,
down.
That's where the stripper touched you.
God damn it.
You get you look you have glitter and streaks.
I have glitter and shame, and I'm wearing it well.
Glitter and shame.
You smell like KY and.
And
help me
and,
out.
And jeez, poor dreams.
Penance? Is that what you're penance, saying?
Penance stare?
I got pens?
Penance.
Yeah, it just, you know. like you I, had to I think Matt's kind of right in a sense. I think you're right. That genre is kind of hard. It sucks because I remember Guillermo del Toro had Insane. He had a series of games called Insane that were going to come out by THQ. Was going to publish it.
Mm.
And THQ is in fucking the shitter right now. Even with Darksiders doing his semi-decent like it did. But so they dropped it. And he said he's going to continue making it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
And
but.
He is one of the best horror storytellers ever.
He's just a visual person.
Well, he's visual even in his writing, which is really good. I mean, it's hard to write that sort of thing and make it spooky because you have to explain enough to where you set that scale and set that tone. But not speak of it too much.
You know, Bioshock
had
some decent scares
away.
In it.
You know, I was just going to say that earlier, too, is
it
Bioshock was the last game that I actually, you
it's
said
creepy.
The jump thing?
Yeah.
That was the last game I played that I actually jumped. Dead Space, I didn't jump.
Oh, I did.
Not a visible
Well,
jump.
No, Dead Space, you played Dead Space 2.
Sorry.
Dead Space 1, it will scare you shitless. You should be scared to play that
game. I was grossed out by Dead Space 2.
You've seen, dude, Dead Space 2.
The needle in the eye thing, that really.
That's nothing. That's nothing. That's
no,
just,
it
that's,
is for me. Because nah. the eye thing. I can't watch
Dead Space,
a Vizing commercial
Dead Space 1
crying.
Is the sound design and the, just the, like, not knowing. It's kind of hard to go back and for you to play it because you played 2, and 2 exposes you to, like, more creatures and shit.
Well, in Bioshock, the first time you get your shotgun, and it did that too, like it gave you those splinters or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
and it gave you like 2 shots to take these things down. That's all you had. And if you didn't, oh well, you're dead, you know?
Yeah.
And the first time you get the shotgun, you see the shotgun and there's lighting on it, and you go pick it up. And as soon as you pick it up, the lights go out and the surround sound starts. You can hear from one side to the other and then they just start, raping you, and you're just blowing this shotgun into the dark. You don't even know what you're shooting at.
You're just crying because
like, fuck. Yeah, and then the lights come on, and you're alive, and all these things are not because you got that shotgun. What are you doing over there?
I'm just looking.
Just looking at stuff. Stop checking your email. We're podcasting here.
I'm looking up.
He does that all the time. Him and James are like the worst when it comes to that.
I'm looking up video game news. Thank you very much.
Which maybe you should have done that before you got here.
I drove. I was drinking a soda.
Yeah.
A liter of soda.
I'm looking at the release schedule for all the games. And the one game that I feel is getting lost in the shuffle is Hitman.
No, it's
good. Think about it.
It is compared to the Assassin's
it's coming,
Creed
and the reason it is, it's coming out so soon. It comes out the 20th of November. It's no one's gonna buy it because of you got Black Ops, Wii U. I mean, it's just getting lost in that shuffle.
I don't think so. I
think it'll work because everybody will have played it.
Yeah,
out,
Hitman's
and work
a
well
big enough
Christmas.
Brand, I think, to do well, and I think that.
In Far Cry 2, Far Cry 3.
There's
no
been
one,
betas out and demos
no
out for it, and I think
I played Far Cry 2 and liked it. I never beat it. That was one.
Far
of the
Cry
games
3.
I'd never
surprisingly,
beat.
They've released a lot of new stuff for that. I'm now excited for that again.
Yeah.
I kind of lost my excitement because it looked like a very generic shooter.
It's like the only two, there's like no games coming out in December at all.
Two was just the same thing
December.
Over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, December 4th is like it's the last game being released,
which is good. I guess time.
I was just looking at that. I think that's very interesting because when we talked about like how Borderlands in the DLC, I'm just looking at
the
release.
This year were a lot smarter in terms of how they were stacked.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's
more room to breathe. Like,
well, that's just because it's the end of the life cycle, and there's not a lot of games coming out really.
No, there's a lot. They all got pushed to 2013. Mm-hmm. All the big games got pushed to 2013. So a lot of games that were supposed to be out this quarter are being pushed to next quarter. Like,
yeah, I wonder if those
like
games
BioShock Infinite, the new DMC.
What do you guys heard on the MechWarrior Online?
I haven't heard too much. I just know that I want to play Hawken.
It's really expensive.
Hawken is what I want to play.
Hawken
comes out in December.
Is that a mech?
It's a mech game. Yeah. Fast-paced mech game. Hmm. Think like Armored Core meets mm-hmm. MechWarrior.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. And it's free to play. And it's going to be in PC and later on the consoles.
Very nice.
So
how's it free to play on a console?
Maybe through download or something like that. Yeah.
Hmm.
But
yeah, you know what I want to get? I want to play XCOM because that game looks awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
I've been watching quick looks.
You know what's funny though? Not a lot of people buying it because it's getting kind of more people. I think are buying Dishonored.
Well, you know what it is? Have you seen the commercials for it? It doesn't look anything like the game.
I like the game. Right. The game is a RTS game. With you have like base building and
right.
You have upgrades for your men and stuff, and it's cool how you get your upgrades is you're getting funded by other countries.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting aliens and shit, and if you lose respect of those countries because you don't perform well in missions, well, then they pull out as an investor and you lose like your tech, or you lose like if Japan's invested in you, you'll get like really good tech for like strategy parts of the game, or if like this one country invests in you, you get like better upgrades for your weapons for your soldiers, because you actually can rank and promote your soldiers depending on how they do in missions.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I mean, it looks really cool.
Like, I kind of want to get it, but right now my money's tied up with Assassin's Creed 3, and it's the end of the month, so right. I'll probably get it on. It goes on
you know,
sale,
I don't think
Steam
I'm
sale.
Even gonna get Black Ops.
Not gonna get Blops.
Dude, you and like,
Nelly will be sad.
No, Nelly's not getting it either.
No?
No.
Because of Borderlands. We still got so much to do.
Oh, yeah, that.
So much to do.
So much to do.
All you do is play Borderlands.
Yeah, but my thing is,
I've finally capped out.
Nothing in Black Ops. Like, I've watched, like, videos, and it's videos.
Well,
like,
I don't know. Like, I really like the gear chasing of Borderlands, and I've forgotten how much I love gear. I love looking for
you
gear.
You love
that
RPG
that.
Style.
Yeah, I love
stuff.
Getting the next best gear, and it takes 4 hours of killing the same thing over and over again to maybe get a cool piece of gear, or maybe even not. You just get a couple levels or whatever. That's fine. I'll do that. And I don't know. I just didn't seem the Black Ops thing just didn't seem I don't know. I don't like it.
I'm
out for a little while.
See, that's the difference. I've been so busy with work and things like that. I've been playing a lot of downloadable games.
I tried out the new Blitz. The Blitz is fun.
Yeah, Blitz is fun. That's a plus thing. I tried out Hell Yeah. That game's fucking awesome.
Really? Because I hear mixed reviews on
that. You should definitely check out the demo. It's a lot of fun. Mm. It's just crazy because you're a rabbit from hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking literally awesome. And you're in this ball that's just a chainsaw and you're chopping shit up.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did you just pass wrong gas with you guys? On the podcast? It's
disgusting.
Couldn't
help podcast?
It. Couldn't help it. It's Chipotle. Oh, it's very pungent.
It was Chipotle?
Chipotle. It stings the nostrils.
It was Taco Bell.
It's a pungent it's smell. What same. Is that? It's called Sex Panther.
Yeah. By Odeon. I didn't even know I could do that.
I didn't know you could
that
either.
That was pretty cool.
That
yeah,
was good.
I nailed that.
No, so, okay, so next week, 007 Legends is coming out. You heard anything
about
that?
Don't even care.
It's a 007 game.
Okay.
I forget that movie's coming out, too.
Skyfall.
I have not forgotten that.
So good.
You got the text that I sent you about who the bad guy is?
Harvey Bardem, man.
Oh, that's so cool.
Doom 3 is coming out.
Yeah, it's a
Medal of Honor. What's going on?
The last Medal of Honor
sucks. I'm reading you what's coming out. Lord of the Rings, the video game.
Done.
Lego Lord of the Rings.
Guess what? Half the people listening to this know what's coming out.
Need for Speed. You guys know that's coming
out. What about the other half?
I don't know.
Are they deaf?
Well, Halo 4. I always forget about that.
Yeah.
Cheek's not a Halo fan.
You know,
I'm actually kind of pumped for 4.
I'm going to say this right now, Papadamas. Damn you.
What?
Damn you for opening my eyes to the world of the PlayStation 3.
How it's so much better.
And now you be quiet over there.
No, you're an adult. You have a You're real. A fucking adult, yeah. Zach Anner sent me a text message. He goes, yeah, I finally got PS3. I sent him one back. It says, welcome to becoming an adult.
Yeah, I'm a man.
You're not a little kid anymore.
I got my manhood.
You seen the new Ratchet & Clank, actually?
Yeah.
Looks fucking good.
Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying Dishonored, though. I want to talk about that.
Cheeks has been... You've been ripping in some Dishonored. It looks pretty cool.
Very fastly, too, because I wanted to get a good handle on the game before I talked about it. Nelly got a 2, and it's funny that we're doing two different play styles. His is totally, just balls to the wall, more like a shooter. So he's just killing guys. All his abilities and the things that he has are, destructive. If anybody hasn't, seen anything about this game, it's published by Bethesda. It's made by Arkane Studios, the same guys that made Might and Magic Dark Messiah, which was, I thought, was a pretty good game. Not good on the Xbox, but really good on the PC. It's a lot of fun. It's smartest decisions in terms of design, how they designed it. Because there's a lot of mechanics and a lot of ideas in this game. There's a lot to take in, mm-hmm. a lot of combinations and different things that you can do to achieve your goals and to take out people.
It was funny. I was watching you play on the PC.
That's PS3.
Oh, yeah, okay, but it was in... Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. It's confusing.
Oh, yeah, because I was using my monitor.
Yeah, it's so confusing that,
PS3 when you're in here, you're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Pretty much. My room scans you.
You may enter.
It's fucking so Tony Stark over there.
Sweet.
What are you doing?
I wanted to take my pants off. Is that so wrong?
Can we call you Baloney Stark from now on?
What?
I don't know. It just sounded funny in my head.
Dark, naked.
He doesn't make suits of armor. He makes bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, for hobos. Which is your Avengers.
All right, seriously, guys. We need to get back on track.
All right, anyway.
The Dishonored there. I was watching you play. You were being all sneaky.
Bologna. He's singing bologna.
I was right there.
Assassination
was
of bologna sandwiches.
A hobo with the top of his hat was just connected by one side, and the rest of it was sticking straight up. And he was
bologna.
I love them bologna sandwiches.
Bologna Stark. He doesn't is so funny. I don't know why. I'm just picturing this bologna walking around with a cocktail in its hand.
That's not funny.
Hi there. I'm a bologna.
Bologna. You are.
Are you an Oscar Mayer?
Yeah. Or a below me Stark.
Below me?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're
doing. God, what the fuck is wrong with me today?
What is? I think it's the coconut.
It's the giant bucket of cola that's sitting on my floor.
Dude, this bucket is... We got to take a photo. I'm going to post it on Twitter.
I think...
Right now.
Let's... you want me to hold it? I'll hold it for you.
Yeah, hold it.
Here, pass it over.
Don't knock it over, please.
The funniest thing, hold it up against your little soda as well.
not even a soda. It's just a thing of water.
Here's my Taco Bell versus...
Hang on. This phone sucks.
All right, you gotta hurry up. We're wasting time right now. I can just you're sneaking around being all stealthy, and it's cool. And then I go out and I watch Nelly for like 5 minutes, and he's in people's faces. He's cutting people's heads off. He's stabbing people in the throat. Just the difference in the play styles, like you were talking about earlier, is just, it's just phenomenal. It's just great. However you want to do it, it gets done.
And I showed you, like, when shit hits the fan, you have all these abilities to basically fucking, if you smartly use them. Like, you saw me fucking, I triggered a bunch of guards, and they all came at me at once. I was like, oh, fuck, sorry. So I killed, like, two of them, and then fucking five more show up. So I'm like, okay, so let me slow down time. I turn one of the guys around. He shoots his friend. Shoot one of them with a crossbow, incendiary arrow, and then I switch over to the
That pistol shot that you did killed two of them.
Killed two of them.
That was pretty cool.
Killed that.
Dose.
Knocked. Used the little like wind knockback motion. Knocked all of them down. Threw a grenade down. Then set a trap. They walked over.
Yeah, the grenade went off and killed the guy, and then somebody killed you.
Yeah, from like behind or something. Yeah.
So you got a trophy while you were dead.
Yeah, well, I was dead. Cool. That's how good I am. When I'm dying, I'm still killing
you're like,
you.
Like, whatever, bitches.
Getting trophy, son. Baloney Stark in the building.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but it sounds fun.
It does. Look how happy he is. Let's just give it to him. Seriously, he's so happy
right now. Let's just make a shirt, like take a pack of Oscar Mayer and just make Tony Stark in baloney, and then like put it on a shirt and make
baloney Stark. Oh God, that's awesome.
Make a shirt.
Totally making a shirt. There's got to be a Stark. There's got to be an
Iron Man
meme or something.
Mask on. Huh.
But there's. I think the. The overall presentation of the game is great. I think it's got that really nice little details. It didn't go super saturated with the environments and the graphics. Like they didn't go super HDR bloom and super high res. It's got a good art style to it. So they went for style over substance.
It does, but it just seems like it's waiting to load. Like you look at some of the textures and they're still like blocky, like. And that's probably because I've been playing Borderlands, and that's what Borderlands
does.
Well,
Borderlands is the same thing. I think...
Borderlands, it's got a texture over a texture over a texture. So it gives you the main piece, and then it texturizes it, and then it gives it some detail, and then adds some ammo on the side, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then that's kind of... It looks like two steps down from the border. I mean,
but
it's prettier. It's definitely prettier.
It's just two different kinds of games. You've got the really crazy, saturated
color palette.
Well, no, I'm
just saying
that it's water.
Yeah,
it's actually...
It looks like it's just waiting.
They even said
like the old Quake
it's Bethesda. It's a Bethesda-published game, and they're using similar software.
And that's
so
what you want.
I think it's the same software they used for Rage.
Yeah, well,
I think it's the id Tech 5 engine.
Right.
I don't, not 100%. I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken.
You are
probably am, but you can tell in just like the faces. The faces look really good. Like in terms of like, there's a lot of like animation there. Like they instead of having like super high color, pores and wrinkles, they have like
Mass
just,
Effect faces.
Yeah, it's more or less. There's more animation. There's more character to it.
Right.
So it's got an overall style to it. That I think is very contrast. So I mean, I like a lot of some of the characters. They're very like lanky. Like some of them have a really like narrow faces and skinny necks and long arms.
Right.
Maybe their legs are short. You know what I mean? Like they and there's like big bruiser like thug guys or big guys with the small little like 18th century hats whatever that you'd see in like England or whatever.
Yep.
So and it's got that nice style too. Everyone's dressed like they're in England kind of. But it's in a place called Dunwall that is a mixture of like the industrial age meets like steampunk.
Never Google search Baloney Stark.
Turn it around so I can see.
You don't even want to see. I don't get it. I don't know. It's a guy in a diaper. It just says
bang,
bang,
bang.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
So search Baloney. Okay.
Sorry
to interrupt.
Keep that. Is that okay?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And now there's a picture of.
Baloney Stark.
What movie was that from? Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, I think so.
That's Mel Brooks staring at a redheaded's chest. It's great.
That's nice.
The redhead is Ronald McDonald.
I like all the options in the game.
Baloney Stark, right there.
We can move on. I'm sorry. This is why our podcast sometimes goes nowhere.
Because I love Baloney Stark.
Matt being random because he doesn't play games. Yeah. So
it's Baloney Stark. You know what I've been playing? The game of life.
Yeah.
The board game?
Seriously, I have been playing. I've been
hitting 10. It's
Baloney Stark.
Jesus Christ.
We got to post this. This is going to be...
That's going to be the picture that
begins. This is the picture. It's Baloney Stark.
All right.
You got to Photoshop Tony Stark's face
on. No, let's Photoshop your face on there. That's what's going to happen.
This is going to be fucking baloney, glittered baloney. Like,
he wish he
sweet
was
Maddie Baloney.
Wiener.
Sweet Maddie Baloney.
He doesn't play a lot of games because he's always blowing wiener.
No.
All right. So, Dishonored. So,
yes, this podcast is Dishonored.
Dishonored, yes.
Because of you.
Because of that.
Fuck.
It's got the story is pretty good. Mm. I mean, it's very, you know, the whole got a clear name type cliche, but there's definitely more connection with the characters. You do more missions.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like is they're like little mini... what I like is the side missions, that they're very trackable, the way they did it. They make the game feel much larger in terms
of,
like...
Yeah, I saw you, as you were going through your main mission, little side objectives were popping up from just notes that you found when you're running away from people.
Yeah, and not just that, but, like, there's some people will approach you.
Because you're a pussy.
There's an instance in the game where you have to take out these two twin guys that are, like, head honcho people that run this... I think they run the brothel.
Hmm.
And you got to take these guys out. So what you can do is actually if you talk to this Granny Rags chick, this old lady, you do like a couple missions for her. You poison this distillery, and then it gets the attention of this guy who's like a big like thug boss named Slackjaw, and he is like, "Hey, someone poisoned our distillery," and you're thinking, "Yeah, it was me. Like, I did it." And he's like, "We need I want you to do some shit for me. And I hear that you're looking for these Pendleton brothers." He's like, "I will help you take those guys out if you want me to. If you do this mission for me, or you can totally ignore this guy's side mission, and you can go straight to the main mission and fucking just go and assassinate and kill them."
Hmm.
So there's different ways that you can do it.
That's pretty cool.
Like, I love that I was able to, instead of just running into this one place, I had to assassinate a guy. I actually poisoned his wine and watched him slowly die. It was great. It was very satisfying that I snuck in, took out a bunch of guards, saved this extra guy I was supposed to save, killed him through poison, and all that shit. And then I watched, which was funny, the minute I finished it, a couple hours later, Nelly's playing it, and he's you know, balls to the wall, just like all action. Finds this guy's secret hideout and remembers like where it is on his map. Goes to the meeting where this guy is. The guys see all the dead guards that he killed. They friggin' go in alert mode. The guy goes down to his little secret place, which I guess like he shows up on your little mini map, a little icon of where he is. Nelly goes back down there. The guy's just sitting there like listening to this like classical music, like having a cigarette. And Nelly just walks in all slow mo, chops his arm off, chops his head off, fucking, and then just walks
end
out.
Game.
End of mission. Like,
could he have beat him there and been in his little safe house?
Yeah,
to get up, kind of flush him, Homeland style down there.
You have to actually go and initialize that event.
Yeah.
There was different ways. He probably could have not waited. He could have like used his crossbow, took him out right there. Mm-hmm. He could have jumped down and assassinated him.
Right.
I mean, there's a bunch of different ways he could have done it, and the abilities that they give you are kind of nice. You get these things called runes, and every couple that you get, you get a little more piece of the story of the guy that gives you this mark on your hand that makes it so you can have all these magical abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw me teleport, and you're like one of the probably only people that has this kind of ability in this world. People, they talk about magic, but they said like, you know, it's something they think it's either superstition or, you know, they've never really witnessed anybody with it.
Right.
So when people see it, They are kind of startled a little bit. They kind of make little reactions like, "Oh, what the hell was that? Like, how'd you do that?" Like,
yeah, that was fun to see.
Yeah. So, and you have these thing called bone charms, which are like your little buffs that you can equip. They give you little perks in battle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of complexity to the game. It's smartly designed that there's big. It seems like a big world, but it's cut in chunks of like a level, and the levels are really like diverse in how you can carry out your objective. So right.
I mean, they give you so much shit you can do in that game, dude.
It's just different ways to do it. It's a game that I think, for how well it is designed, wanted to be like a full big game, but because of the limitations of consoles, they had to break it up into levels. Like, if they wanted it, it'd be cool if you can actually explore like the whole place. Like, hey, it's a first-person Assassin's Creed. Fucking go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because of limitations of the consoles, they weren't able to do that. But at the same time, I think it gives more focus towards like the characters. You're able to take it in a little more and appreciate it than just like run around, do a random mission, do a mission just to get to the end of the game. You know what I mean? Right. This is more or less you can take your time. You can enjoy like the nice little nuances and the animation of the characters, kind of like get your, you know, feeling for, you know, how the story progresses. So the story so far, I think, is pretty good. It's not amazing, but it's definitely pretty well done. The characters are pretty like fun.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely worth a purchase, I think. I mean, it's around a 12 to 18 hour game, depending.
Just to beat it. Yeah. I mean,
it sounds to me that it didn't live up to your expectations, because you were pumped.
No, I mean, I actually met my expectations. I mean, because it could have gone both ways. It could have been right. Like, because Arkane Studios, like I said, these guys haven't made a game since Dark Messiah, and that was 2005.
Yeah, but when this would, you were talking game of the year at one point for this.
It possibly could have been. I think it can make best new IP. I think it's up there with Sleeping Dogs.
Right.
I think it has a couple things holding it back in terms of. There's not a lot of replay value there. I think there should have been a lot more like side missions.
Well, I think there's not a lot of replay value because of how you play.
How you play it.
Yeah, what they want you to do is, they probably want you to go back through and try to do
it. At the end of each mission, there's a thing that says, hey, you want to replay this? So if you want to replay it, be all badass.
And you can do it all over and over again.
You can do it over again, yeah. But the only problem with that, they want you to start off from the very beginning because your actions have consequence towards kind of ending you're going to have at the end of the game. So it is more like BioShock in that aspect. Like BioShock, you want to replay because you want to like, do I want to like take the atom from the fucking little sisters, or do I want to just like let them go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would say it's a really good first foray. You know what? I'd say it does have it can be contender for game of the year, but I don't think it met 100% like my like super excitement, because I played a lot of games. I played BioShock. I played Deus Ex. I played Thief.
You played everything.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in terms of the genre, this is really going. I would say that the mechanics are more realized in Dishonored than they are compared to Deus Ex.
Mm-hmm.
Deus Ex had some like almost game breaking shit that was like what, like you had to play if you really want to play the game, you had to play Deus Ex in stealth because it gave you tons of experience points. You got all really cool shit by doing stealth. If you try to go all gung-ho in Deus Ex, it was almost impossible because you weren't powerful enough. And when you try to, you got your ass handed to you because you didn't have the good upgrades. And how you get the good upgrades is having like is a lot of experience, and you get more experience by doing the non-lethal way. Mm-hmm. So it almost like it hurt itself in terms of the game and how they designed it. Mm-hmm. Dishonored is like the total opposite of that. It's like, all right, here's all the tools. You decide how to use them.
Right. It's kind of take that open world concept of you can go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you really can. I mean, I also noticed you're moving some of your bone charms around differently just to match your play style.
My play style,
that was cool.
Right.
That was cool. I respected that it wasn't locked in there like you bought it and then you can't take it back. That's I respect games that do
that. Yeah, it's a game that it's a well-made game. It's really well done. But like I said, it feels like a smaller game.
Mm-hmm.
As big as the levels may be, it feels small.
Right.
Like when I keep thinking of BioShock Infinite and how huge the levels are and how like crazy polished it looks. And this has a very similar kind of style, a very similar aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I kind of, as much as I really did like Dishonored because it was kind of a shockingly really good like breath of fresh air in terms of how well made.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it really could have gone like both ways. I was, you know, fearing, oh God, this is going to be like one of those things that I was pumped for and it's going to let me down. And then when all the reviews came out on Monday, I was like, it fucking everyone's loving it. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm stoked again. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I'm enjoying it. But I'm not like, you know, wowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. Like, I'm just, it's a well executed game.
Mm-hmm.
For
but
you,
it's not like the groundbreaker the BioShock
right.
1 was.
Right. And that's the same with Borderlands. Borderlands right. 2, well executed, just fixed all the problems with Borderlands
yep.
1,
yep.
But didn't take that extra step to be spectacular.
Oh, I think it did. Just because I'm doing all the gear based stuff.
Yeah, that's good and all, but like I'm talking about
the first game they touched on. Yeah, you can have whatever gun you want, just go find it. But they never really explained to you how to find it. This one's like, here's some bosses. Go beat them over and over and over again. You can. They'll drop some different stuff, and it tells you right in the loading screens. And I thought that was
But I thought the story was kind of like whatever. Still,
we're right, and that's not gonna. Be
and I didn't
better.
Like you know, and I think
well, the story of Borderlands isn't what's pulling
right.
you.
It's
in.
The humor. The humor definitely was like they
the
touched
humor
up.
And the just the fact that you can get on there with your friends and. Duel number one, and just and
there weren't enough. There weren't enough boss fights in that game, though, compared to the first one.
There, it did kind of slow down.
Slow down. There was like maybe two or three bosses total.
No, in the beginning there was like eight. Just boom, to boom, to boom, to boom, to boss.
And then that's it, though. Then it's it.
And then that's it for
it's a long game.
10 hours.
Like it's a long game.
And then they had the Bunker and Handsome Jack were like back to back. Boom to boom.
Unless you did all the side missions in between, which I did, but still, like, there's boom, you're there and go fight.
Right.
Handsome Jack.
Yeah, today I went to take a nap and it didn't work out.
It's kind of like the same thing with Darksiders. Like, Darksiders 2, you got, like, really awesome boss fights, and then you got right to the end, and it's like, no, that's it.
Well, I think
it's
that whole trip
it's
to Earth.
It's like they blow their load quick.
I think that whole trip to Earth kind of slowed it down.
Yeah, it felt like a rail shooter.
And that just was silly.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what these games though they tend to blow their load early.
Well, Borderlands did that because there was a lot of stuff.
Well,
to
here
do.
No, I, well I think it's because the games are so long, you know, 20-hour games.
Right.
That they're like, well, probably the average person doesn't finish these games. They
right,
probably
so
play 7-8 hours.
Yeah, they just
so
follow
let's
the
give
story
them the best so that
yeah.
way.
Yeah,
it
and
feels
that's
like
the
that.
Thing.
It feels like they concentrate more of the drop-in and drop-out like co-op stuff because it's so seamless.
Right.
And they design even the vehicles. Hey, get in this truck. Like two people in the back, two in the front.
I mean, that trend almost started with like God of War 3. Where at the beginning they blow their load on God of War 3.
Oh, with like all the big like Titan boss fights.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you get to the end, it's just like, whatever. Like,
don't, just be quiet now. I want to play it.
Oh, the beginning of God of War 3 is awesome when you're fighting the giant tree.
Oh, Gaia. Yeah.
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 It's awesome.
I watched some gameplay of 4, the multiplayer.
The Ascension.
Dude, 4 multiplayer looks crazy.
I forget there's a game that you can, or there's a movie you can buy where you get the demo. I forget the movie. Though.
Total Recall.
Yeah.
Total Recall. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
you get the demo of that.
Ooh. I wonder if you can, because that's got to be on the disc, right?
That's why I think it's also. I think it's gonna be a demo. That's gonna come out for Plus members. I think.
Well, I know, but why not just rent? Why not just Redbox it and then you got the demo? You know,
I
what
don't
mean?
Think
it's probably
I don't
a code.
It won't be that version.
It's a code.
No, or
all the demos
that
have come. I got the demo for God of War 3 when I bought District 9, and it was a code, a little slip. You had to put a code in PSN. Yeah.
So I was always wondering that because it's like, you know, I was thinking if that game would be good, Ascension. I hope so. God of War is fun.
Yeah, but it's another God of War. Like,
how much can they do with it?
Yeah, I'm more intrigued with the multiplayer, but at the same time, I finished, to me, in my eyes, I finished the God of War series. I'm done with it. I'm moving on to the next best thing. And to me, the next is Darksiders to me is my Zelda.
Right. It's not,
the closest thing, actually, right now to God of War that I've seen, believe it or not, people are going to say blasphemy, Assassin's Creed 3.
Blasphemy.
Sorry.
Watching the
combat. Blasphemy!
I watched the combat trailer for that, and it fucking looks crazy.
It looks so good.
Dude, I stopped watching trailers because they're pumping too much out. They're ruining the game for me.
You see they're throwing that chick that they had for the Vita game?
For Liberation.
Yeah.
They're
throwing her in there. As
well, Noah, the guy you go to is the guy you go to the train. There's a trailer out you should watch from like last week.
Yeah.
And it's all about Connor
mm-hmm.
when he was young, when he was in with his tribes people and everything.
Right.
It shows like when.
With his mom squaw?
Yeah, yeah. Is that the.
That's just what they call
oh, okay.
a mother.
So but they
I really threw him for a loop.
Yeah, right there. They, it shows him going to like this guy to train him. This like this looks like Black Pinkerton or whatever. I don't know. Like
in a Weezer album.
No, you see in the trailer though. In the trailer, you see his what would be his suit,
right?
And then you also see one that's like off to the side. It's a quick second. I think it's What's Her Face is from Liberation. I think it's the same person that trained her because they're going to actually cross paths at one point.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you're not getting Black Ops. You're going to get Ass Creed 3?
Yeah, I'll probably rent it.
Rent it?
Yeah, because I blow through games like that so fast. I'll just play it and play it and play it and play it until I beat it, and then I don't want to ever touch it ever again.
Interesting.
Which I'm surprised I actually played through Borderlands this far.
Well,
I played through Plus.
It's like
it's a different 50. Game.
It's like a dungeon crawler. You can replay it over and over and get all the different stuff in the gear. So,
yep.
I haven't got a chance to play Torchlight 2, but it's one of those budget games that I can always just pick up for $20.
I got to pick up.
You guys gotta just gotta get computers or get a Steam box when that comes available.
I want to get 3 and 4 for Walking Dead. I gotta.
Yeah,
get
4's out already, right?
Yeah, it just came out. I gotta get that.
I heard it's crazy
because
like
that,
the
first
character
ones...
arcs that they put you through in 4. Because
I haven't gotten through 3 yet.
You haven't gotten 3 yet? I heard 3. Is it 2 or 3 that's all action? Is it 2?
No, 2 isn't that. I mean, 2 no. 2 is you're at a farm sort of thing.
Doesn't sound very action-packed.
No, it's not. You got, like, fixing a fence.
You're on a farm.
You're, like, fixing a fence, and there's these hillbillies.
No zombies.
Hey, Cletus, come fix this fence.
Go fuck yourself.
There's Scooter.
There's friggin', dude. Scooter's like, hey, catch a ride. He's like, walking for suckers. Catch a ride.
Catch a ride. Now with 40% more than 72% more deaths than over last year.
That's 26 down last year. Oh, hold your applause.
Hold your applause. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Did you do the one where you had to go take pictures of all the beautiful things?
Oh, my
things
God.
And he wrote this
the
poem
two, the
and...
robot and the bandit spooning. I fucking died. Man. I died. I was like, these guys are having too much fun making this game.
Look at that flower with all the corpses around it.
There's some, like, that game
man.
Made me laugh. I think, Tiny Tina, though, was the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
She was hilarious. Go get her badonkadonks.
Yeah.
She calls missiles badonkadonks.
Bombs.
It's freaking ridiculous.
She's like, go go find a badonkadonks for ladies. It's effing awesome.
Effing awesome, too.
You guys in your effing awesome twos.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did. Your jacuzzis.
I'm totally stoked for freaking Assassin's Creed 3. I'm kind of on the bandwagon. I'm on the fence right now to get Hitman on PC because I kind of want to get it.
You probably should because it'll be a lot prettier.
I heard, they got full DirectX 11 support. And dude, every Square Enix game so far has been getting great support.
Mm-hmm.
Like great support. Like Sleeping Dogs, great support. Freaking, before that, they did Arkham City, which is kind of like hit or miss, but still, like, they didn't have to make it look fucking pretty, but they did.
Yeah.
Like, there's, Just Cause 2 before that. I mean, they've just been doing a great job with, like, all... And Tomb Raider, I hear, is going to be freaking look amazing on PC.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait for Tomb Raider.
It's so good.
When's that? Is that March?
It's March,
Last
yeah.
of Us.
What's, Last of Us.
Last
is, of that's going to be... It's a Naughty Dog, so it's
probably
fall.
Yeah, it's a Christmas title.
But, like, right the first
Christmas?
Month?
No, next year.
Dude, January we have...
Talking about this game for a year and a
DMC.
Half now.
Yeah. DMC out in January.
Run DMC?
Right. The new Devil May Cry.
Darren McFadden.
February we have Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
And we have... There's a bunch of other games I'm probably forgetting.
I was just looking at them.
And all those other games are going to feel left out because you forgot them.
There's so many. Lost Planet.
Gears of War game. Dead Space 3.
Halo 4.
Yeah, Dead Space 3.
Halo 4 comes out in November.
Dead Space 3 is January, actually.
Dead comes out in November.
What?
I don't know. It's just funny.
No, but Gears is coming out in March as well.
There's another Gears of War coming?
Yeah, it's Judgment. It's like a spin-off.
I think that'll get pushed to fall, though.
Give it up.
Yeah.
They always do.
No, I don't think so, because probably the new Xbox will come out. I mean, that seems like
it's going to be announced. It's not going to be. I don't think it's going to come out to 2014.
No, I could see it coming out next year.
I can see it being announced.
They don't have any games. Like PS3, that'll come out 2014, Christmas.
They don't even need games.
Papadamas says...
Kinect will be used.
I foresee. As what? A little boy?
As a paperweight.
As a paperweight.
A paperweight.
It will use it to prop up your bed.
I foresee me slapping you in the face, bam!
The government will take the Kinect and watch you masturbate from your living room. I foresee the hammer flicking his bean.
Wicked, wicked, red the DJ down. Yeah, it's I'm always a little scared of that somebody's watching me because this thing is creepy. Like I walk in the room and it nods at me.
It's like Wall-E.
Yeah,
it's like
I wish it would talk like that. Like if I'm like,
it's not like Wall-E talk.
Every time you walk, you go into the room and
I don't want to call it Xbox. I want to call it Wall-E or R2 or something like that.
I think you can't like
C-3PO.
I mean that'll be the new, like, yeah, you'll be able to customize.
That just happened. Hammer Domus.
Hammer Domus.
Hammer Domus.
I want mine to sound like Jarvis, Tony Stark. Yeah. If I have one, I'd be like,
Baloney Stark on. Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, you would. You weenus over there.
No, but yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a good time.
If you could, like, yeah. What would you?
I would mix it up. I'd say R2 or Wall-E, and it would be like, wow.
Too much?
Not enough.
No, mine would be like, what is it? Short Circuit. Jenny
How about the
Johnny Five?
Johnny Five is alive.
How about Space Odyssey?
Oh, that'd just be creepy.
Talk to you like that?
That'd be creepy.
That would be good.
I'm digging it. I'm just trying to think. I would name mine something ridiculous to make people
like
say it.
Big Booty. Big Booty Hose.
Badonkadonk. Please search my favorite band.
Badonkadonk. Bing.
Bing Clint Eastwood. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, why would you want to bing Clint Eastwood?
Why wouldn't you? There's a Gorillaz song.
Bing, Dirty Harry.
Yeah, you'd be careful. Be careful there. You never know what's
going on. I would probably name my, like Dirty Sanchez would be the name of
that's gross. Come on.
Oh, I had
that
a girl.
That would be the name of my Kinect.
My
Dirty Sanchez on.
My bartenders at work wear football jerseys on Sundays. And one of them was wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey. So I put a little piece of paper and I wrote dirty on it and put some tape on there. And I walked up and I put my hand on her back and I was like, you need to do this and this. And I walked away and she could see her like chasing her tail trying to figure out if I put it on her back. And she found it and she still left it there and went out.
She thought it was good.
Yeah.
She's a working girl, man. That's
a keeper right there.
She's a keeper. She's
Dirty Sanchez and that up.
Dirty Sanchez. So then I go out to the bar, guys. I'm like, hey, psst. Look at what her jersey says.
The dirty.
It says Dirty Sanchez.
He's like, I'm mature. I'm a manager.
Yeah. Yeah. Puts the man in manager.
Yeah. Put the girl in manager.
Wow.
Girl, baby.
What
Very
is wrong
girl.
With
all tired.
You know, I had water.
You have a giant soda. They're delicious.
Yeah, not that
Bucket
much.
Of soda.
Bucket O.
Bucket O.
Found only at KFC.
Bucket O Grog.
Colonel approved.
Yeah, only when they're out of their large ones, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what the chicken comes in, probably.
That's what I think. I think it's like the popcorn chicken.
Yeah. They ship it in that right there.
With the chicken.
With the chicken in it. It's alive.
It just floats up like ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slide it out.
So what's...
Punching a bowl of mayonnaise.
Is there anything out next week? No. There's like nothing out until Assassin's
007
Creed.
Legends.
No one cares.
What is it?
You know who cares? Daniel Craig.
Yeah. I want to see the movie, but I'm like, I don't want to play
Skyfall. I just want to see Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph's all I want.
That's great. Yeah. It's the
Skyfall is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Care less. Did anyone see Taken 2?
No. Nope. Don't
Didn't
care.
See it.
Don't care.
A lot of people went and saw it.
Heard it was okay.
Yeah, it was Taken 1 again.
Looper's the movie to see. I think it's one of
Looper
the best.
Looper was great. Yep.
It's one of the best movies of the year, I think.
Yep.
Good old Pooper.
Well, come on, dude. You just
I'm jealous because I didn't get to go.
Yeah, we didn't even... Because you don't live around here.
Here's the problem. Me and Cheeks said we were going to go together, and then we never went together. It's sad.
Yeah, so he took his next best friend.
Me. That's right, you're number two.
I'm number two.
So is Pooper like the sequel where they poo in bags, send it back in time, and have it flaming on somebody's porch?
Boof.
Boof.
And then boom.
Who did this? And it's just
stomp,
like...
Stomp,
there's some... There's a note that says, you'll never know.
And the kid's giggling, like...
They go to stomp and then they move it back even further.
And the guy goes back in the future just to like kick the kid in the face.
Yeah, right. No, that would be weird because, okay, so if you go back in the future, then the poop's inside someone, so now there's a flaming poop bag inside of them.
Oh, wow.
And that's how you kill people.
That's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, I know. You know what?
Where did we find this guy?
That
does
sounds,
he have a home?
He, whenever he doesn't play games, he just he has to make up crazy.
That
crazy
is.
Shit.
That's how he killed someone in Dishonored. It was awesome.
A flaming bile. Oh God. From 30 years in the future.
30 years ago, I took a poop. I put it in a bag and lit
it
on
my
fire.
Uncle.
Then I put it inside Bruce Willis.
No, I really liked how they did the prosthetics on the younger Bruce Willis.
Oh yeah, I thought when I first saw the trailers, I thought it was all like CGI on his face, kind of like what they did with Steve Rogers in Captain America with the whole skinny body thing, and how they did it in X-Men. I thought that's what it was. You're like, no, that's prosthetics. And as I look close, I'm like, holy shit, it is. Freaking great prosthetic job. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like,
good job, makeup people.
Like,
come do me.
He nudged me when there's a part when he's in the diner and he just makes this, like, this smirk. It's a Bruce Willis smirk.
Yeah. It's and that one where he's.
Yeah. And I remember watching an interview and he said that when he researched the role, he didn't go and watch, like, Bruce Willis play John McClane or Bruce Willis and. Whatever movie he was, I actually just watched Bruce Willis.
Just followed him around.
Followed him around and saw how he acted just in real life and then used that of how he would act in that kind of situation.
Yippee-ki-yay. He's just like saying his catchphrases.
Yeah.
That's how I figure like Arnold Schwarzenegger would be in real life.
What? Yippee-ki-yay?
Yeah, like just saying his catchphrases all the time.
I take my hand.
When he's at a drawbridge where the train comes through, he's like, get down!
Get down!
You stupid drawbridge, get down!
Something like that.
Get to the chopper.
You gotta pay my child support.
A lot of it.
I don't know what that was. That was awful.
Oh, the governor.
Can we cut that part out of me being not anyone?
Let's just cut Zach out.
Fine. Completely. Just
fine.
You
know what?
From existence.
I'm gonna smash your
we'll
iPad.
Go in the future, delete you from existence. You won't even appear on this podcast.
Done.
Yeah.
This podcast wouldn't even
exist.
That's
one thing that hasn't been done, has been done well, is something with time.
I liked their way they did it in Looper.
No. I mean, like, in games. I mean, like, there has been a game that uses time and does it in a smart way, besides maybe Beautiful Joe, but it's like, that's more of like a fun action game, like little like novel, not a novelty, but it's its own thing. I want like a really well thought out like time game, like Singularity had that. It did a pretty good job with the whole time thing. It was, but the game as a whole was kind of like it was a good game, but it was kind of a mixed bag. Like, it was basically like an average shooter. The time stuff was really cool, but it was all just like level based. I kind of want to like have freedom like Dishonored, but use time abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's
multiple,
really like
forward,
yeah,
and
like
backwards.
Yeah, like that. Like, make like Ratchet and Clank did this, a crack in time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Matt remembers this. When you're Clank, remember you have to.
I love Clank.
You had little puzzles where you'd have to make record copies of yourself. And then you play the copy.
Yeah.
And to basically, so you had multiple copies of yourself doing this thing that you were making a recording of to open a door.
It's, yeah, it's fun.
It's,
yes, it's like, look at that.
Just more bucket of soda over
just
there.
That one, like, mechanic makes me like, why is nobody making, like, a game based around that kind of
like,
concept?
Like, Link to the
no,
four
what is,
swords?
No. Like, so if I want, so if basically, let's say in real world, if I like, let's say Payday the Heist. It's a 4-player Left 4 Dead type game where you're robbing banks and stuff like that. So let's say I am one guy. I have to rob this bank. It's got crazy security. So what do? It's like, well, I could freeze time, go in there and do everything. But, you know, in a game, you don't have unlimited time. You have a little bar or something to use this ability for 20 seconds and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would love to do would be you make
let's
record yourself multiple times of copies in the positions that you would need to pull off this heist.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need somebody at a certain time to distract
open
this person.
Door while you walk
right.
through it. Real
the best,
right, right.
The best time is Braid, though. I mean, the way Braid uses time with the rewinding and fast forward.
Yeah, but that's very much like Beautiful Joe.
Yeah, it's
like,
awesome.
Like, it, only it's only more of a platform.
It's form. Puzzle.
Did you ever play Beautiful
more.
Joe?
Mm-mm.
It was like a side scroller beat 'em up with time abilities. You would fast forward You could, and like when you fast forward, you were super fast, like in your punches. When you rebound, you could dodge bullets, and you could do like certain combo breakers that would break people's blocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there was snapshot abilities.
Yeah, I'd like to see a kung fu game like that too.
Yeah, there's not really anything out there.
Yeah, kung fu.
Starring Keanu Reeves.
No.
Whoa. I know kung fu.
Yeah, Matrix doesn't count because Matrix, it's like it's not slow mo. It's just him moving faster.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want actual time. Like,
I want Matrix.
I want
game
a flux capacitor.
Really...
I want like in my hand and be like, all right, let's do this
on your chest piece, powered by Baloney Stark.
Baloney Stark.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, you think it's funny?
I don't know why.
Stupid.
I think we could probably get Baloney Stark trending on Twitter after this podcast.
Do it. If you can make it trend, I will do the next podcast with no pants on.
Don't make
your
it
pants
trend.
Have to be made out of baloney.
If you make them out of bologna, I'll wear them. How's that? Does that sound good?
You're like, is the bologna supposed to be
then
warm?
Then I will eat
smell?
Your pants. Yeah, I'll see that, and I'll raise you pants eating, sir.
You'll raise my pants? Mm-hmm. Excuse me? No, I will. I will wear a pair of bologna
is there anything,
pants.
Did you, when you looked, is there anything like down the road coming out before Assassin's Creed 3?
Bologna Stark.
Bologna Stark the game.
Let me look.
it's like, what is it, like Fruit Ninja? All you're just like chopping pieces of bologna.
Yeah, pieces of chopping it off.
But you're not doing it. Jarvis is doing it.
Jarvis is doing it for you. And you're just telling him what to do. Jarvis.
Sir, you don't chop like that. No.
Chop thinner, Sir Jarvis.
Sir, Miss Potts is on the line. I'm chopping bologna. Leave me alone, Jarvis.
Tell her. You already let her in. Now she's going to see
me. Security breach.
Chopping my bologna. That sounds dirty the way I said it like that. Chopping off.
So you get pissed off. Woman, get back in the kitchen and chop me off some of that bologna.
No, that doesn't sound healthy. That sounds like someone
like
that you should get rid
of.
Of
bologna.
I guess the biggest release is Medal of Honor Warfighter.
It's not a big release.
No one cares.
It's
no.
The biggest release. I'm just
no
telling
one
you the biggest
care.
Awful.
Any downloadable games?
Forza.
What's coming on Plus, huh? Huh? Can you tell me?
No.
I know. They never tell us beforehand. They're just like here's
surprise.
What's on it.
Halo 4.
That's it.
That's
huh?
November, though.
That's it. That's all there is.
Well, I mean, we're middle of
October.
All right. Well, next time you hear this, hopefully we'll have, well, I don't know if it's going to be that long. Maybe it will be. We'll have Assassin's Creed 3 in our hands. I'm picking it up like midnight, day one.
I'll probably be over here.
Yep.
Watching you play
like,
it.
Oh, my God.
Like crying. I want to do it. I'm sitting on your lap.
No, I'll eat some sandwiches.
Give it to you.
No, you won't.
Yeah, well.
You never would do that.
I would do that. Because we'd be experiencing together. It's kind of hard.
This is so weird.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are going to set up
this
candles
no,
as well?
This is
be true. Gentle with them.
No, this is true. Before we go, this is true. This is something that actually, why Dishonored is not getting the buzz that it is. It's getting great reviews, but... Games like that in Assassin's Creed that have a lot of like mechanics in the game, like the combat, the sneaking around, the different things you can do to take out people. When people demo these at like E3 or PAX East or whatever they are, they're doing the demos totally wrong. Like they're giving you way too much. Like when they demoed Dishonored, they gave you all the abilities, told you nothing, like how to use any of them. So you're like, I don't know. It's kind of overwhelming. Like you saw that giant wheel. You're like, that's a lot of shit.
Right.
You know?
I was like, really? Like,
yeah, that's
how
a
do
lot.
You remember
and like,
what's
well,
what?
I'm okay with it because I started
from
the beginning.
Built
up to it.
Yeah.
They just throw you in this demo. Hey, here's our game. Like, that's great. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I think, like,
thing.
If I had started this game with you just for the first time, you'd be like, you'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. Same thing with Assassin's Creed. We'll start together right from the beginning, so we'll both be in the same boat.
Yeah, and I might just... I got Sleeping Dogs out right now. I might just send that back and put Assassin's Creed.
You've been playing
Creed
that at all or no?
I haven't even touched it. I was playing it.
That's blasphemy.
I bought it. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, I've just been playing Borderlands, and I did play a little of Uncharted just because I was in the mood to... I don't know.
You beat one. Did you beat two yet?
I beat one. I'm like halfway through two.
Fucking awesome, right?
Yeah, it's great. They are. They're just great.
And three gets even crazier.
It's just great.
Obviously, it's hard to top two. Like, three has some really nice set pieces that are more refined, but
yeah.
I would say that the refinement definitely, like, really still gets you into, like, those games.
Well, it was really
great.
Confusing for me because I was reading Clive Cussler's Inca Gold, which is, like, the exact same setting as...
Is that a book you're talking about?
It's a book, yeah. And it's Clive Cussler.
Usually you read books.
Yeah. It's just toilet paper. And it's like basically it's the same setting. It's the same. Like you could take out.
That was a dumb question. I'm sorry. Like is it a book? I was reading a book. I mean, well, I'm thinking you're reading something within a
newspaper article.
I'm thinking like you were reading. Like,
no, I'm reading a book that's very similar. Like the Hardy setting Boys is the type, same.
Like adventurous.
No, I'm saying it's the same. Like you could take Nathan out of that game and put Dirk Pitt in that game, and it'd be the same character.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I wonder if they pull from that. I mean,
oh, absolutely! I'm sure they did. I mean, it's that whole male Tomb Raider thing. It's.
By the way, I'm gonna let you finish, but oh my god, remember that thing you were gonna buy me for the Nathan Drake? Yeah, guess what? On Amazon, but like it's fulfilled through third party.
What is it?
It's got
What are you buying?
What's his face? His name all over.
No, I was going to buy a cheeks last year for Christmas. They had an Uncharted 3, like
Drake's Journal.
Drake's Journal motion capture handheld thing. No, it's not. It's just it was written by Nolan North and stuff like this. But they were fucking assholes. Like they won. It was a Christmas gift. They said it would be sent out by Christmas, and then they never sent it out. So then I emailed them like 5 times. Mm-hmm. Like I either want my money back, so I had to go through PayPal actually to get my money back. And then they were like, oh, sorry. Like, this is like the end of January. They're like, oh, sorry. It was in the warehouse. We never sent it out. Do you still want it? I go, well, can you, like, give me a discount or anything on it? Because it's supposed to be a Christmas. They're like, no. And I was like, fuck you guys then. I'm not going to give you my money. Yeah.
Right.
So now it's funny that Nolan North, it's his own production company.
Yeah.
And he puts his name on
it. I think it would have been really cool. It would have been really cool to have and stuff like that. But, like,
but screw you.
That's just terrible customer service.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But anyway.
You're selling a product. You better give us the product.
I didn't mean to cut
you off. I was getting confused. Like, which storyline I was supposed to be following, the book or the game.
Right.
And I was, like, meshing the two together. I'm like, that's not what happened. You just fell off train or whatever. And I'm like, oh, shit. That was the book or whatever. So, yeah, I was getting confused, and I had to go back to Borderlands.
They're so fucking smart, that studio. Like, I hate when people, like, bitch about that. People that play Gears, whatever. They're like, this game is, you know, nothing like Gears. No, it's not. It's a fucking cinematic adventure that you get to play. Mm-hmm. And it's got great animation and great voice cast. And people that say that it's a button masher, like in terms of when you get into the fights and stuff, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it's like there's times where I went through that when I played as in the second game. You can go Splinter Cell style. Yeah. It's not as refined as Splinter Cell, but
absolutely.
At the same time.
Yeah, you can sneak up behind people and smack them in the back of the head. And
yeah. Like you can go through a majority before they even know you're there. And, you know, it's not meant to be the most, like, super refined game.
Two is so much more refined over one, though.
Oh, it is. I mean, the shooting feels really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then two is just, it's just healthy. I'm excited to see what 3 is going to be.
It's not the same game as Gears because it's a cinematic game. Like
right.
The multiplayer and arcadiness, it's supposed to be kind of that cinematic.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. So fuck, I mean, it's not for everybody, Gears. But I mean, to have a PS3 and at least not either watch somebody play because it's a great story on its own just to watch.
Yeah, and it's you can get just as much out of watching it as you would playing it because it's pretty.
Did you see that Sony is suing Kevin Butler?
I saw that.
I always thought that was weird.
The Firestone or Bridgestone.
Yeah, because they're giving away free Wiis.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But he didn't say he was giving away the Wii.
Because he has a contract, I think, for them. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's countersuing, saying that the contract was nothing aired until his contract was done, et cetera, et cetera.
Hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
We're Gamers Riot. Gamers Riot. We got your back.
GR Podcast. Check us out on Twitter at GR Podcast.
There's a photo of a giant soda on Twitter right now.
You can download this via iTunes, Zoom Marketplace, or listen to it right on the website, gamersriot.com. We are going to be going through changes on the website through the coming of months. It's going to be a slow burn. It's going to stay up. The website will still be up. I mean, you can still make posts, get on the Riot Box. There's like no activity on the Riot Box whatsoever. So if you don't want to log in, you'd rather log in with Twitter. I'm always on Twitter. Twitter handle is at GR Podcast. I am Papa Cheeks.
This is Zach Whammer.
Whammer. Sweet Maddie Treats.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Giant Soda.
We'll see you guys.
At Giant Soda.
We'll see you guys next week. Or a couple weeks after that.
Yeah.
for. I kind of want to wait till Accessory 3, so.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bring a bucket of soda.
Yeah, vagina.